Chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlu and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlu is easy to use and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlu. I certainly was.
And right now, try MyBlu for $1 at select retailers or MyBlu.com.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You're tuned into the only show that still tips 20%, even when we get lackluster service.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today criticizing Democrats for the ongoing impeachment inquiry.
They've got nothing. All they have is a phone call that was perfect. All they have is a whistleblower who's disappeared. Where is he? He's gone. Then they have a second whistleblower. The second whistleblower's got... Oh, it's going to... Where is he? He disappeared.
Democrats are investigating whether the president withheld military aid to Ukraine unless it investigated the 2016 election. An investigation underway into a weekend training accident that killed three soldiers and injured three others at Fort Stewart in Georgia.
Our primary focus truly is for the care for the family members of the soldiers, their families, that were all affected by this tragedy.
Major General Tony Agudo, the soldiers were in an armored Bradley fighting vehicle that rolled over in water early yesterday. America is listening to Fox News.
Keep that up, it won't be long.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. And our final name in the 5 o'clock hour to win that incredible Roll Tide cruise on one of the fun ships of Carnival, Abdrika Lewis. Abdrika Lewis, you have until 6 to call us at 396-5477 and make sure that you're in that drawing. That's a nice prize. There could be some. Happens from the 10th of February to the 15th. Sails out of New Orleans. Why, that could be Abdrika now.
Only if she has your phone number.
No, that wasn't Abdrika.
No.
Speaking of your phone number, I met Roz the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I've never got to meet her before. She is nice.
Where is she? Where was she?
She was at work.
I don't keep a homing device on her, so I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
She was at work. She's super nice.
She is. And you know what? If I want to meet, we're doing the listener focus group gathering at the pizza place tomorrow. Do we have any rooms for comps?
Yes, we need two more.
All right, we need two more. The pizza place, right after the show tomorrow, 6 o'clock at Perry Hill and Harrison Road. It's in that plaza by the Dollar General. Wonderful food. 10 people will dine for free. We will welcome anybody who wants to participate in a focus group about what we're doing on this show and the morning show. We'd love to have you, because this is your chance to vote, to have input. So we hope to see you tomorrow. But if you're interested in being one of the comped individuals, call us at 272-9228. Speak with Rosie. Hey, Ralph.
Hey. How far around the world have we gone that it's now the Democrats who want to have closed-door sessions and continuous wars? Isn't that like Nixonian or something like that?
Wasn't that what the Republicans did? Weren't we always the warmongers?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But if you look at history, Wilson got us into World War I. FDR was president when World War II.
Yep.
Truman was Korea. Vietnam started under Kennedy and Johnson. Johnson was the guy that put the pedal to the metal with that war.
Absolutely.
And, but the Republicans are the warmongers. Well, and the rest of the Democrats not only are trying to start wars all over the world, basically what they've declared on war on is us, America. As Trump said, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you.
Yep, you're exactly right, brother.
And they need to be stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call. 272-9228. before we check traffic real quick. Some rain, by the way, moving into the area, as Rich Thomas told us it would this morning. We had a few pint-sized thunderstorms pass through, quick, intense, and on their way. And there's a large green mass off to the left, and behind that some much colder air. Georgia Floors Direct recently acquired the leftover inventory of a large local flooring business that decided to close its doors and picked up a large quantity of great flooring at pennies on the dollar and are turning around and offering that same flooring to you. You really, if you're planning on putting in new flooring for a room or the entire house before holiday time gets, remember, Georgia Floors Direct does 12 months good as cash. I'm going over there. I need a remnant for my waterlogged bedroom.
Okay.
Well, it's not waterlogged anymore, but when it was, it really messed up the carpeting. It was old and crappy anyway.
Right.
Needs to be swapped out. I just need to get over there. Jeff Balanson and his Mary Band of Floors will help you navigate like three stories, and I don't know what the square footage is of that warehouse, but it's pretty big. Just let them know what you're interested in seeing and what your approximate budget is, and they'll make sure you have a very focused. Either way, you're going to have tremendous choices. At Georgia Floors Direct, it's worked for 50 years. By the way, installations are done by their folks, so you can count on a 100% satisfactory result. At Georgia Floors Direct, on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have rain moving into the city, and in some parts of central Alabama, it is coming down. Drive carefully this afternoon. We have a new accident, Eastern Boulevard at Vaughn Road. The rain always complicates things and starts that chain reaction. I-65 and 85 are busy. I-65 northbound from the Northern Boulevard to exit 143 to Millbrook is moving slow, but we don't have the report of an accident there. Taylor Road and 231 to Wetumpka are also extremely busy this afternoon. Learn ballet and take classes from Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There's so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Macon County authorities are working a double homicide right now. Aaron Guess is a person of interest in the murders of William Guess Jr. and Sharon Guess. He's believed to be driving a 2019 Kia Optima with Alabama plate number 46AT885. He's believed to be armed and dangerous. If you see Guess or know where he is right now, call 911 immediately. The annual 3M Scott Firefighter Combat Challenge going on in downtown Montgomery this week at the corner of Tallapoosa and Commerce Streets. Competition will wrap up this weekend. The race for District 3 Montgomery City Council race may not be over just yet. Montgomery City elections officials have confirmed there is a recount underway for that race. At the end of election night, 8 votes separated incumbent Tracy Larkin from challenger Marche Johnson. Officials counted provisional ballots last week and named Larkin the winner. Johnson has now requested a recount of all votes cast in the race. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stay weather aware as we go through the evening and overnight hours tonight with a strong cold front moving through and showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong, possibly severe. Our weather app will instantly alert you for any severe weather warnings for your area because it knows where you are. Low temperature tonight, 61. Tomorrow, cloudy early in the day, clearing later on. Breezy, cooler, high 72. The jackets come out again on Tuesday night and Wednesday night as we go back to the 40s for overnight lows and more rain by the end of this week, maybe as early as Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They say it's the worst age.
Once you're 45 years old, your life is boring. A wife and kids, two cars, a job and mortgage. Once you're 45 years old. I don't want to get old, wanna hang with my buddies. Cause in your 40s life is tedious and kinda cruddy. Spending half your life at work and worried about money. It's no fun what everyone's eventually becoming. Once you're 45 years old, you just watch TV and nobody invites you to their party. Once you're 45 years old.
Surveys, all these studies that are trying to gauge certain things. Like, there was another study that came out the same day as that one that says 45 sucks. Actually, 45 was pretty good for me. Said that you reach your social peak at age 29 because you finally have the disposable income to have fun and you've acquired a lot of friends. But that depends on what you, you know, I think back to those days, having to go out every Friday or Saturday night. At some point I realized, you know what, this is an obligation. The day I figured I was starting to grow up was a Saturday night. And it's getting close to 6, 7 o'clock. And I just hadn't decided which woman would be blessed to have my company that night. But the fact of the matter was, I did not treat women like chattels.
What?
Chattels.
What's a chattel?
Piece of property.
Oh.
That's what they called them before cable. I finally realized, you know what? I don't want to go out with anybody tonight. I just want to stay home and relax Saturday night. But you put yourself through this comparative guilt trip because everybody else in your peer group is out doing something and you're some kind of a freak because you just don't. Because the other thing that happens at 29 when you have disposable income, usually acquire a few nice things, you have some stuff. What's the point in having a nice home if you feel like you gotta leave it every time you have a few hours to kill? Just a thought.
And I think you can be happy at any age, but you need to make adjustments.
You do. For example, it wasn't but a couple of years ago that I realized that my career dream of becoming a Major League Baseball player just wasn't going to happen.
World Series tomorrow.
Yeah.
World Series tomorrow. Yeah, the Yankees suck.
But you're for the Nationals.
You don't, and you look great.
Yes, you're for the Nationals.
I am. Although I never thought I'd be rooting for anything from D.C.
I thought about that.
But there's some good players on that team. It's, you know, for a place that lives in the culture of the D.C. swamp, it's a pretty blue-collar team. Guys that play hard are good. And I think do it for the love of the game. Yes, $30 million a year is a nice paycheck.
Yeah.
But you know that you're getting maximum effort from them. And they're big underdogs to the Asteroids. And if I were a better, I would probably put some money on Washington because I think they're very capable of beating Houston. And that's for all 29 registered baseball fans here in the River region, by the way. You know what I could do? I could spend the money I saved on Clark's. I was expecting improvement, but not $190 worth of improvement. And this is why I always advocate a Clark's Club membership, because you pay $159 for the service. And I had an electric bill. This would have been the August bill that came in way over $500. So I knew something was clearly wrong. Something is working harder than it needs to, whatever. So I called up Clark's. They sent a technician out, and he pulled the panels off the outside unit, and it was 90% clogged with grass clippings because it's been so dry. And when the grass gets cut, these little tiny grass, and it gets sucked into the unit. So, A, I learned to shut the unit off when the lawn is getting cut, not to do that. And B, it's like, imagine when you have, like, pneumonia, your lungs are 90% filled with fluid, how hard it is to breathe and how tired you get. The system was working virtually continuously during that whole billing cycle. And the bill went from $540 down to $360, $530. It was $190, give or take a dollar or two. That's a lot. Improvement. That covers the cost of a Clark's Club membership. You can get two of those tune-ups that, like I say, pay off to make sure you don't have situations like that going on in your system that are driving up your expenses. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Brant McDonald, like many people, under the weather, there's some kind of a flu going on, but here's my right-on-the-money financial analysis. The Dow finished up 57 points today. It still hasn't made it back to the 27,000 mark, but green is good. And the S&P climbed back over, that index actually had a much better day than the Dow, is back over the 3,000 mark. Now, those are arbitrary things, and there's a lot of different things that affect it, like earnings and so forth. But when we come back from this next break, how about $2 a gallon gas or even less? It's coming.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The rain has complicated things a little bit. We are very busy on the Eastern Boulevard. We have an accident, Eastern Boulevard and Vaughn Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. A slowdown on I-85 from the Eastern Boulevard inbound and outbound to about Ann Street. I-65 northbound, it's moving slow from the Northern Boulevard to exit 143 to Millbrook. The Boulevard, socked in, Taylor Road, 231 to Wetumpka, all doing a lot of business this afternoon. Be careful out there in the rain and slow down. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State Community College. Classes start January the 8th. Change your life, Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Remember those last few Halloweens getting a little too old for it? Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
Coming to an entitled campus near you, the Liberal Arts College House of Horrors.
Oh, a werewolf!
It's appropriating wolf culture!
Quick, run to the safe space!
If you thought monsters were scary before, wait until you see them through the lens of a social justice warrior with an undeclared major.
Blah, blah! Ah, a vampire!
It's an insensitive stereotype of hemophiliacs!
You thought Halloween would be a thoughtful and considerate celebration within a diverse and inclusive community until you're face to face with a zombie! Liberal Arts College House of Horrors. It will scare the non-gender-specific pants off of you.
Ah! 524 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I've been looking for this bit. We play it every year at Halloween, and it's still funny. It's just a minute of Jerry Seinfeld stand-up comedy. And at last, I've got it.
Remember those last few Halloweens getting a little too old for it? Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
Good bit. Speaking of Halloween, outdoor Halloween decorations can look good. I'm into the laser phase of life. Like Christmas time, I got one of those things that you aim at the house and it makes it look like it's snowing or dancing mm-hmm. or whatever. They're real easy.
And they look so good.
Why put up 80,000 lights? And this is not a knock on Thino the Greek God, who was Mr. Christmas here in the River Region, but he's an engineer and he's figured it all out. This, I plug it in, put the stake in the grass, aim it so that I'm not hitting my neighbor's house, and that's it. The outside looks fantastic. It's so easy. God, I remember hammering nails into the gutter and
untangling.
Hooks. And it was a job. It was a job. Now, plug it into the ground, or push the little laser thing into the ground, and I don't have to deal with it. It's very easy.
You have to check every light bulb to find that one that's messed up.
I'm a Christmas goober. I was at Costco to see Mrs. Britterbuttle for lunch yesterday, and every year they come out with some stuff that's festive that I like. I've got a bunch of them. Let's see. I got the bear in a tree, and I got the cute little frosty snowman inside thing there. And they have several things this year that I would love to get. And I'm realizing, one of them is it's like an old-fashioned light post. It's about 4 or 5 feet tall. It's got LED lights in it. It looks pretty cool. But I finally got to the point of saying, okay, get this. Where are you going to put the box that it comes in? Because you're going to have to put it back in the box when Christmas is over, and then you're going to have to go up into the attic.
Where are you
going to
store it?
And I finally reached the point where I think it through. I said, I got enough. I have just about every building from the movie It's a Wonderful Life. I got a Bailey building and loan. I got the little bridge. I got the bus. I got Gower's Drugs and every single thing that you can think of from It's a Wonderful Life.
Do you put them out at Christmas?
No, I leave them up all year now.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's great.
First of all, I love the coziness of the little lights and the ceramic buildings. They're nice. These are quality things. Mommy the Swami gave me a bunch. I've been collecting them. I'm thinking, why do I have to wrap these in newspaper, put them in a box that becomes very heavy, and then lug it up to the attic? So I've got it set up so that it's out year-round. It's just there.
And what a great thought. Every time you look at it, you think, it's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life. Yes. Bedford Falls.
Something nice like that that you like, you should be able to admire all the time and mm-hmm. not once a year.
I had a great idea when I was working at that little Indiana town, because I accomplished a lot there. And this place used to be they had a couple of big manufacturing plants that were gone. I don't know, they used to make some type of automotive parts. And the buildings are there. They were big. They were abandoned, broken glass, and it basically become target for local youth. It had a classic, old-fashioned downtown with a boulevard, but stores that were dying off. Like, they had this leather store that actually made boots and stuff and did shoe repair. Been there since 1888. That closed its doors. Well, I came to town and everything went under. So I met with the mayor because I had an idea. Some big church, I'm not sure which one, but their base is in Anderson, Indiana. So I went to the mayor and I said, why don't you, with all this abandoned property, you got a couple of big companies here, why not turn this into the Christmas capital of America? Recreate Bedford Falls, the most beloved story. The boulevard is perfect for it. It looks just like the one in the movie. And you hang signage and stuff to create the buildings that are, you know, referenced in the movie. You could have caroling stations. You could have vendors. You could have, hot cocoa, popcorn, whatever. Posters from the movie, and then do the world re-premiere of the film. A beautiful theater, a classic theater, one of only four left in America, in this little town, Anderson, next to Muncie. And I said, you'll have every network here when you re-premiere this film. So from mid-November through the end of the year, it's Bedford Falls, Indiana. And people will come. Mm-hmm. Build this and they will come. As in addition to having the boulevard, which is perfect, it looked like a movie setup, except it was dying because the big store that everybody went to was out by where I-65 was. I-65 goes right by this place. So a lot of those businesses that thrived before the interstate system was built have just gone, and it's sad. But here's a way to take all these abandoned properties and make it into something. There was a four-story building. I don't know what it used to be, but it was in the middle of this very section I'm talking about. I said, start a toy hall of fame or a toy museum here. Solicit. This will put people to work. get these big companies that are out by the interstate to put up some money, and this could be huge. There was a street that crossed the boulevard. I said, if you were able to light this, and I estimated it would take about 500,000 lights, in the shape of a cross, because that church was there, and maybe they'll put the money up. You'd see it from the sky.
Wow.
And Anderson is right over where cross-country flights go. So anybody flying over at that time of the year would look down and see this huge...
Oh, that's cool.
...white cross.
Did they end up doing any of this stuff?
I put all of this together in a pamphlet that was about 40 pages long with ideas and support for the ideas. And this idiot mayor looks at it, bobs his head up and down a couple of times. Yeah, interesting. Thanks for your time.
That's ridiculous, because you hear the thing about the town that is the capital for Halloween. You were talked about it this morning, I believe.
Yeah, Jay mentioned it. Anoka, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you impressed that I remember that?
People come from all over. Yes, I am.
Well, they could have done this. They had the properties. They had empty buildings. People doing nothing.
The theater.
But in this dying town, this amazing classic theater. I said, you'll have every network here. And if you can get somebody from the movie who's still around, Kazuzu, the little girl with the pedal, she was still around. Say, can you see this in your head? Can you imagine this happening? Even if you just did the world re-premiere of the movie and did just a section and let it grow from there. Do something. Because this town is not in very good shape. But, oh well.
At least you tried.
I did. I got a friend that's still up that way. And he said it's... hasn't really gotten better. He was, I think, being a little bit defensive. Anyway, it's 5:33 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Time to hit the traffic dungeon. Your local news and Rich's forecast. Heavy rain has slowed traffic on I-85... northbound. Let me take a quick look at the refresh live in Fear Doppler before we cut to the traffic dungeon. Yeah, we had one pretty good strong thunder cell that passed through the area, and there's a few more to the south and west, so the rain's not over, but I think the most intense rain has passed through.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, the rain this afternoon has got a bit of a slowdown on I-85 headed up to the 65 interchange. A bit of a crawl there. If you're headed outbound on 85, it's slow going all the way through to the Eastern Boulevard. The Boulevard, heavy traffic from the Wetumpka Highway all the way around to the Troy Highway. We still have that accident on the books, Eastern Boulevard at Vaughn Road. 231 to Wetumpka, busy, as well as Taylor Road from the Atlanta Highway over to Vaughn. Drive carefully this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki, Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Macon County authorities are working a double homicide right now. Aaron Guess is a person of interest in the murders of William Guess Jr. and Sharon Guess. He's believed to be driving a 2019 Kia Optima with Alabama plate number 46A-T885. He's believed to be armed and dangerous. If you see Guess or know where he is right now, call 911 immediately. The race for District 3 Montgomery City Council race may not be over just yet. Montgomery City elections officials have confirmed there is a recount underway for that race. At the end of election night, 8 votes separated incumbent Tracy Larkin from challenger Marche Johnson. Officials counted provisional ballots last week and named Larkin the winner. Johnson has now requested a recount of all votes cast in the race. The annual 3M Scott Firefighter Combat Challenge going on in downtown Montgomery this week at the corner of Tallapoosa and Commerce Streets. Competition will wrap up this weekend. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stay weather aware as we go through the evening and overnight hours tonight with a strong cold front moving through and showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong, possibly severe. Our weather app will instantly alert you for any severe weather warnings for your area because it knows where you are. Low temperature tonight, 61. Tomorrow, cloudy early in the day, clearing later on. Breezy, cooler, high 72. The jackets come out again on Tuesday night and Wednesday night as we go back to the 40s for overnight lows and more rain by the end of this week, maybe as early as Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
Tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
By the way, one of the questions we've been asking on our listener surveys is about the roll call song. And it remains popular, but we've had people suggest a couple of others, and I might experiment. When somebody wants to do Tusk by Fleetwood Mac, just an idea. This is the kind of stuff we're asking at these focus group get-togethers. The next one is tomorrow night at the Pizza Place. We've filled out our guest list for comps, but if you'd like to come by and grab a survey, fill it out, you're more than welcome to do that between 6 and 7 at the Pizza Place. Awesome food, man. Get yourself a nice big...
Oh, my God.
...sized pizza. That's the name of it. You'll be able to eat for a week. Kirk is joining us, and Kirk, you're the gentleman that attended the Trump rally, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We attended the last two, Minnesota 2 weeks ago and Dallas last week. And, you know, would have called in there Thursday. There was the crowd was just so loud, and we were set up there, you know.
Well, my first question, Kirk, is we all know how the media spins this. The media doesn't want to show an arena packed full of people that support the president. What's the difference between what you saw attending it and what the media is telling the rest of the world?
Well, I can tell you firsthand that we talked to the officers there, the Dallas police, and they estimated a crowd in the streets of about 200,000.
Wow.
200,000, and the arena held about 24 with the court space.
Yeah. Wow.
And they had about 30,000. Right there by the big Megatron, this quad area with all the speakers. And we were set up across from there. There was no way I could have called at that point. But, you know, there was like 150,000 people that came that knew that they weren't going to get in the rally. It was more like a Tea Party rally. There was probably 4 square blocks all the way around that arena, dense, with people chanting Trump and 4 more years. And it would remind me of the, you know, the marches up in D.C. And I would say it was close to that, 200,000 people. And then once it filled in, you know, a lot of them left. But a lot of them came there knowing that they weren't even going to get in. But they just wanted to be there and make noise and support the president. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yet Pelosi persists. In fact, she made a statement recently, and this should make everybody's blood run cold. The voters will not decide when it comes to Donald Trump. This woman is seriously mentally disturbed.
If she's out there, so is Adam Schiff. And, you know, we talked to a lot of people, and they're finally getting pissed off. You know what I'm saying? And the Democrats, too. I would say a third of that crowd was Democrats.
That's interesting. According to the media, there's no Democrats that would vote for Donald Trump.
We took notes. I can tell you about half of the crowd was women. I can tell you about half of the crowd was under 40 years old, mostly in their 20s and 30s.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you saw what I posted or messaged you on that Liberty Hangout. And that girl, Caitlin Bennett, I would encourage all the listeners to go on to Facebook, look up Liberty Hangout. She did a couple videos from that Dallas rally. She actually trolls the Antifa group, and then they got surrounded by Trump people, and they got to see what it feels like. No one was violent, but they just started walking away. She trolled them all the way home to their mom's basement, and it's hilarious. I would encourage everyone, go on Facebook, Liberty Hangout, and watch that, and watch her debunk the 52% of Americans that want Trump impeached, because nobody there, you know, believes it. And there's a lot of, you know, common sense minded people she interviews, and she's got a great website, and I give her kudos. She really stood down those Antifas with mocking them with their masks and how tough they were, and oh, they're holding hands now. They got to walk away because, you know, they were outnumbered completely. And it was amazing when the shoe was on the other foot, you know. I'd encourage people to check that out.
Their ideas are so good, they have to beat them into your head to believe them. That's how they operate. They're not interested in selling you an idea that you can buy into because it makes so much sense. They're just going to beat you until you say, okay, I submit. And that's the choice. And if I were Donald Trump, I would find room to say this at a rally. The choice in America is very simple. Are we going to be citizens or subjects? The Democrats want us to be subjects to all of their choices, all of their whims, and all of their rules. They could care less about the Constitution. That went out the window a long time ago. They just want judges that will find a way to justify their insanity with some constitutional excuse.
Well, Hillary just said it best. She said she longed for the old days when there was three TV networks and a few newspapers. It was so much more controllable back then. You know, that's it in a nutshell, and the conservatives and regular Joes and everybody has figured out this internet and social media thing, and you got people like that Caitlin Bennett out there with the Liberty Hangout. That's just awesome piece of work, man. If y'all can just watch it, you'll laugh. You'll really see that they're truly cowards. And she says, take off your mask. Well, you don't like what you're saying, you don't believe in it, because you got to wear a mask. And I mean, she just really pointedly exposed it, I guess I could say is the best word. And there's another rally coming up in Tupelo, Mississippi on the 1st. I believe it's a week from Friday, 3.5-hour drive for whoever, you know, wants to go up there and support it. You know, I'd encourage folks to do that.
Trump rally in Tupelo?
Tupelo, Mississippi, November 1st.
He picks some interesting places to go, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's going to Lexington, Kentucky that Monday on the 4th. And my guys, me and Adam and Trey, the three of us, we work together in construction and whatnot, and we the ones have been traveling and doing this. I've got to move my mom from Maryland down to the beach down here near me, or down near my daughter, mm-hmm. that week. But they're going to go up there, Adam and Trey both, and so they may call in. I'll give them, you know, the number, and they can let you know what's going on up there. And then when I return, probably get back involved, and we're going to continue to hit these rallies as long as we can sell a few stickers and pay for the gas. And,
right.
And, it's a lot of fun, too, to just get to meet regular, every day, everybody that in the same mindset. You know, they're like 50,000 of your best friends.
Liberty Hangout, is that a Facebook page, a website?
Yes, Liberty Hangout. Just search that on your Facebook, and it comes up, Caitlin Bennett.
Her name is
And
Caitlin
there's a couple
Bennett, right?
videos there where she trolls the Antifa, and then the other one where she does the largest rally in Texas. And our sticker's in that one. You can see the...
Yeah, you know, the conservative woman. You don't mess with her. I think of Becky Gerritsen, you know, as somebody who stood up and was the... I mean, the remarkable testimony at that hearing in Congress when the Tea Party was abused by a weaponized Internal Revenue Service at the behest of that former asshat we had in the White House. Watch my language here. I got to run, Kirk, but I hope you'll stay in touch with us. We appreciate the on-scene reports.
We absolutely will, man. You keep it up, and we'll get back to you next rally. Adam or Trey will probably call him.
All right. Since you know the name, Seth, your assignment is to look her up and invite her to be a guest on the show.
Cool. Will do.
And we'll make it work one way or another. It was interesting having Callie from your CBD store in with us on Friday.
Mm-hmm. She was nice and so knowledgeable.
Ugh. And the products are so incredibly effective for people and pets because they interact with what we already have in our body, the cannabinoids.
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 Both of them are right.
Really?
Yes. One's for the Yankees and one's for us.
The cannabinoids.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, you have those in your body. And at your CBD store, cannabis oil. Yeah. Better than CBD. Yes.
That was slick.
So this is a natural partner for what your body already has and helps enhance it. And you can use SunMed products. That's the line they carry at your CBD store. It's the very best. Totally legal. And there's no high in this. But it will help you. I did. Sundays are always my toughest night to sleep. And I really don't want to get into taking sleep medications over the counter or prescription that knock you out. So you sleep, but then you wake up and you're groggy. And that's not the way to come in and do a morning show.
No.
But I took a couple of drops under the tongue of the oil, and I was asleep like that last night. It was great.
I'm going to have to try that because I'm having issues.
They work, and they're also very effective with pet issues. Everything from pain to anxiety. If your dog gets nervous during storms, try a couple of drops or one of the pet treats and watch the effect. It's all natural, and it works. If you have questions, visit your CBD store. Talk to Marissa or Lori. They're at 8852 Mini Brown Road. You just make a southbound turn next to the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway, then make your first left and your first right, and you are in that little plaza right across from Renfro's Adams Drugs for your CBD store. 548.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident, 2500 block of Madison Avenue. This is going to be near the McDonald's right before Capitol Heights Baptist Church and Federal Drive. Use caution if you're outbound. Also, the boulevard, very heavy, but thinning out a little bit. We still got a lot of traffic out there this afternoon, especially on 85 and 65. Still bunched up on 85 from downtown all the way out to the Eastern Boulevard. And Highway 231 to Wetumpka, very busy this afternoon. Drive carefully wherever you are. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world are at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He doesn't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
It's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick or treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
I'm Crazy Dog. Give me some candy.
That was a funny bit by Adam Sandler.
Crazy Dog.
Yeah, that's... He did, I think it was a whole bit on cheap Halloween costumes. You know, where you just put your hands above your head and, I'm Crazy Dog. Give me some candy. It was something like that. I got into that whole thing about trying to convince the mayor of this town in Indiana to do this, to become the Christmas capital of America, right in the center of the country. Indianapolis Airport, right there. Easy access. Recreating Bedford Falls.
And I love the idea about the big cross that the airplanes can see.
It's easy to get. In fact, anybody who does engineering construction could probably watch the movie and know exactly how to replicate the facades. Just put the facades on the building. You have to tear them down. And then let people walk the street. Create fake snow, whatever you got to do, but make it look like it does on Christmas Eve in the movie.
People would probably come all year round, not just at Christmas time, but Christmas time it would be a blowout.
Well, the whole point of it is, the meaning is what Jimmy Stewart discovers in that film.
Right.
God does answer prayers, but it's like, you know, when I was trying to stop, I eventually had to realize God was not going to yank a bottle out of my hands. It's interesting how it works, but I finally figured out, you know what? Every time I think about it, he gets into my head and tells me, you know where this is going to go. I'm just reminding you, you have a choice here. And if you make the wrong choice, all of these things from losing more, your job, your family, everything, your freedom, all of those things are still there for you if you make that choice.
Not only that, the world would not be the same if you weren't in it.
Well, that too, yeah. In fact, my idea included a sequence of storyboards that would be placed on the boulevard, like historical monuments, except they would, you know, have pictures from the movie and what the significance of each facade meant. I had this thing really well
that
mapped
awesome,
out.
That is awesome, man. Sounds like you have a great plan that nobody listened to. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Well, I work in radio. Get used to it. Here's another good idea. And it goes right in the... I'm kidding. I got into that whole thing because I had a story about outdoor Halloween decorations. And now the National Retail Federation, which says Americans will spend about $2.7 billion on Halloween this year. Wildlife organizations say at the same time they've seen an increase in animal visits to local rehabilitation center for injuries related to outdoor decorations.
Oh.
Things like fake cobwebs are concerning. It's easy for wildlife to get stuck in them if they're strung across bushes and trees. Another concern is string lights or similar items which deer can get their antlers stuck in. and they suggest you call a local animal center or wildlife center before assisting any animal that you see in trouble, because they could be in panic and might not react well to your efforts to help.
A deer will tear you up.
Some of those things are just scary. I mean, they're just scary. I drive down this one place and there's this huge black spider on their house, and I'm like, creepy.
That's the Addams Family home. We got to run. I'll see you in the morning with Jay and Rich. Rain's still coming in, by the way.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident, 2500 block of Madison Avenue. This is going to be near the McDonald's right before Capitol Heights Baptist Church and Federal Drive. Use caution if you're outbound. Also, the boulevard, very heavy, but thinning out a little bit. We still got a lot of traffic out there this afternoon, especially on 85 and 65. Still bunched up on 85 from downtown all the way out to the Eastern Boulevard. And Highway 231 to Wetumpka, very busy this afternoon. Drive carefully wherever you are. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world are at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi folks, Dirks Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories, try it. It could work for your on-the-go life too. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Hi, folks. Dirks Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories, try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray.